1. The two lines. Go east with Cain, then, out into the land of wandering, and go with your eyes open. It is a dry country east of the garden gate, a wide tilted plain running down from the hills, grey thorn and marl and the beds of streams that only remember water, and the dust standing up behind a man's heels like an accusation. And understand why it looks so, for the world before the flood was not an ugly world, and even the ground outside the garden gate was beautiful in its day. But this ground had a double sentence on it. When Adam fell, the ground was cursed under all men alike, to give its bread through thorns and sweat. That was the first curse, and every man alive was under it. But when Cain killed his brother, El Elyon laid a second curse, and laid it upon Cain alone. And now art thou cursed from the earth. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. Hear plainly what that means. Wherever that one man walked, the ground itself withheld her strength from him. The same field that would feed his neighbor would not feed Cain. So, the country you are looking at is not the world as it was. It is the world as it behaved toward one man under judgment, a land holding herself back from him. And its very name is Wandering, because it was named for his punishment. He was under a sentence to wander in that country, and he laid a foundation in it instead. Course upon course the wall went up, mud brick and field stone and bitumen, the first wall in the world. And he set a gate in it, and called the whole of it after his boy. And the name of the boy is Dedication. And out of that gate, the line of him runs down the years, and it runs fast, faster than the other, and it gets there first, to the tent, to the herd, to the song, to the forge, to the sword. The children of the man who would not have a keeper made everything, and they made it early, and they made it well. Do not let anybody tell you the city of Cain was a squalid place. It was the wonder of the world in its day, and there were men in it who could do things with their hands that we cannot do with ours in this country tonight. And we have watched the Chaldeans work, and the ruined ones went in and out of that gate as they pleased, and were at home in it, and have been at home in every city built by men from that day to this, and they are at home in this one. For to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methushael, and Methushael begat Lamech. And there is the seventh from Adam in that house, and you will want to remember him. He is the first man in the history of the world to take two wives, and their names have come down to us, Ada and Zillah. And we have sat here and turned those two names over. One of them is the light that comes up over the edge of the plain in the morning, and one of them is the shade a man puts his back against at noon. He did not want a wife. He wanted a morning and an afternoon. And Abaddon did not have to teach him that, and did not need to be in the tent at all. The ruin only had to leave a strong man alone with his own appetite and stand back. Now hear what came out of that tent, for the world is still living on it. And understand first how one house both built a city and dwelt in tents, for these are all Cain's descendants. The city was Cain's work, and it stood, but not every son of that house stayed inside the wall. And Ada bore Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle, which is to say that Jabal, 6 generations from Cain, invented the herdsman's whole way of life. The tent pitched by the water, struck in the morning, and pitched again, a day's walk on. Stand on the wall of Enoch in the morning, and look east, and there is his work, the black tents strung down the watercourses as far as the eye carries, the herds moving between the wells like cloud shadow on the plain, the boys taking the flocks up to the spring grass and down again with the season, and the trains coming in at the gate with wool and hides and beasts for the pens. The city was the hub of the wheel, and the tents were the rim of it, and the wealth ran in along every spoke. The wandering that Devar laid upon that house as a sentence was picked up by a great-great-grandson and made into a trade and a fortune. The punishment became the family business, and nobody in that tent ever seems to have noticed. A curse worked knowingly, season upon season, until it paid. That is the East House all over, and the terrible thing is that it was magnificent. And his brother was Jubal, the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ, which is to say that the first music ever made in the marchlands by a man was made in the line of the first murderer, in a tent in the east, under a curse. Somebody in that house sat down one evening with a bit of gut and a bent stick and found out what the world had been waiting for. And the world has never been the same and never will be. And hear us say plainly what we mean by what follows. We, the tellers, are glad the music exists at all, even though it entered the world through the murderer's line. For the gift is good, though the house was bad. And we will show you in a moment why we may say so. And there is a man at this fire who cannot speak of music without tears standing in his eyes. And here we must stop and say a thing that will be a stone in the shoe of every pious man who reads us, and we will not take it out. The music is good. It is not a trick, and it is not a snare, and it did not come up out of Abaddon, for nothing comes up out of Abaddon, nothing whatever is made down there. That harp is a gift of El Elyon, handed to the wrong house in mercy, and it is not one grain, the less a gift for that. And there is a creature in the pit who was himself the finest instrument ever strung, in whom the pipes and the tabrets were set on the day he was made, and who cannot now put two notes together that were his own, for he has copied all from Ramoth, from whence he fell. And he stood outside that tent in the dark and listened to a man in the line of a murderer play. And Zillah bore Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. Take the weight of that slowly. Not a smith, a teacher of smiths. He did not make a knife. He made the men who make the knives. And there was ore in the eastern hills and charcoal to be burned for it. And by the time he was an old man, the smoke stood up out of every valley of that country. And there was not one of them where a hammer was not going by daylight. Plow iron and axe head, bracelet and blade, the same fire makes them all, and the same house sold them all, and never once asked what a thing would be, for once it left the anvil. And that also is the East House all over. And his sister was Nama, and her name is Pleasant, and that is the whole of what the record has to say about her. We have looked for her in every scroll we have, and the door shuts on her name. Mark her as you go by, for we are not done with her tonight. She is not the last woman in this chronicle to be given a name and nothing else. She is only the first, and there is a list of them, and we keep it. Now here is the tent, and stand in the door of it, for the whole of the old world is inside. There is a man with two wives. There is a son who has given the world its music, and another son who has taught the world to work iron, and a daughter whom somebody thought pleasant. There is a fire, and there is meat on it, and there is a good deal of drink. And the father gets up in the middle of them all, with the harp going under his hand, and the forge cooling in the yard, and the ruined ones standing at his shoulder, where they had been standing all his life. And he opens his mouth. Nobody in that tent can see the ruined ones. Nobody in that tent has ever been able to see the ruined ones, and that has never once made the smallest difference to what they are doing there. Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. Ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. That is the second song ever made in the world. The first was song was sung by Adam, looking at a woman on the morning she was made, and this is a man boasting to his two wives about a boy he killed. He is not confessing. Hear it again, if you did not catch it, for it goes by very fast, and it is meant to. He is not sorry, and he is not afraid, and he is not asking anybody for anything. He is putting it to music. The mercy that El Elyon hung about the neck of Cain to keep a murderer breathing, this man has taken down off the shelf and turned into a threat and sung to his wives with his son's harp under it and his other son's iron on his hip. And every ruined one in that country came in out of the dark and stood along the walls of the tent to hear it. For they had never heard anything like it in the middle world before, and they have heard nothing else since. And it is not a new song. That is the thing we cannot get past. That is the song that was sung in the high places before there were tents to sing in, by a creature who was beautiful then and had a name then and has neither beauty nor name now. I will ascend. I will be like. I will not wait. I will see to it myself. That was the song of the light-bearer of Ramoth, who is now only the Lord of the Flies. He gave it to a musician's father, and the musician put a harp under it, and the world has been singing along ever since. Now come back with us, west and up, and come quietly. The other house in our tale had not forgotten the Most High, and they did not go east. That favored line stayed in the high broken country, nearer the shut gate of the garden, where the ground is stones and terraced dirt, and the rain comes when it comes. And it is not much to look at in this day, though we wonder how different it may have been in the ages. There is no wall, and in all the years of that house there never was one. There is no harp in the room, and no forge in the yard that we have record of. There is a field and a fold and a well, an altar of turned earth and unhewn stone standing a little apart, with the burn mark on it, old and renewed. They kept sheep in that house too, for they had a dead uncle who had been a keeper of sheep, and they would not let his trade die with him. And they sang in that house too, but not to a harp and not about themselves. They stood at the altar at the turning of the day and called upon the name, and that calling is the one work of the whole quiet line that the record thought worth writing down. If you had ridden through that country in those years, asking where the great men were, nobody would have pointed you up that valley. But the watchers of Ramoth had their eyes on nothing else in the whole width of the world. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore Seth, and to Seth was born Enosh. To Enosh was born Kenan, and to Kenan Mahalalel, and to Mahalalel Jared, and to Jared Enoch, and to Enoch Methuselah, and to Methuselah Lamech, and to Lamech, at the last, Noah. 9 names, and the young men's eyes, sitting by our fire as we pass the legend on, glaze over at the long list of names, and we have watched it happen 100 times, and we have stopped being angry about it. But mark, if you will, every one of those names was a whole life. A man who woke up cold in the morning and buried his father and worried about the rain and went out again. And mark what the record does here, for it did not do it in the east. It counts. It remembers the names. The east house of cursed Cain wrote down no years, not a birthday, and not a burying, as though it would not wind a clock for a line that had no forward life to run to. But the valley house counts every year to the last one, and 8 times over it rings the same iron bell which states, "And he died." A house that can afford to bury its men and count them and go on is a house that is going somewhere. But set the two rolls out side by side upon the ground, as we did one night, late, with the lamp going down and nobody expecting anything, and read across them. Cain's house has an Enoch, so has Seth's. Cain's has Irad, Seth's has Jared. Cain's has Mahujael, Seth's has Mahalalel. Cain's has Methushael, Seth's has Methuselah. And Cain's house, at its seventh from Adam, has a Lamech, and so, at the ninth, has Seth's. And the chime is not only in the sound. In the old speech, Mehujael is a man struck down by God, and Mahalalel is the praise of God. The same name turned a quarter turn, the wound made into a hymn, or the hymn into a wound, and every man at this fire may decide for himself which way the turning ran. Cain himself is gotten, and Kenan of the Valley House is near enough his echo. The East Enoch had a city named after him, and the city stayed in the dust where it was built. But in the valley, another was named Enoch, and he was the seventh from Adam in his line. But we will say nothing tonight about him, for he has a telling of his own, and it is the very next one. Read across the two lines of men long enough, and the hair rises on your arms, as we promised you before this scroll began. We sat and looked at that for a long while, and nobody said anything at all. Then one of the old men, who has been carrying this chronicle longer than any of us, put his finger on the two lists and said the thing that has stayed with us since, and we set it down in his words and not in ours. The enemy cannot make a man, said he. He cannot make a name. There is nothing in his dark and fallen land of Abaddon that the he, the ruin, made. So he takes the shape of the true house and copies it like a seal in wax, and it looks almost the same, and it opens nothing. That is the counterfeit, and it is his one trade, and he has never had another. Look for it now, in every book we ever give you. There is always a false son and a true one, a bought blessing and a given one, a tower coming up and a stair going down, a king the people asked for and a king El Elyon chose. The two houses of the old world are the first pair, and every pair afterward is cut from that same cloth. And the difference between them is never in the name, and it is never in the workmanship, and it is never in the wealth. The forged seal is generally the handsomer and wealthier of the two, and it is always the one the world wants, and it will get you into every house in the marchlands and shut you out of Ramoth above. Two lines, one promise, and all the years of the old world for the race to run in. And where did the two houses, which were the two lines of mankind, go at last? You will soon know where the water of the great deep went, for the whole of this scroll has been walking toward it since the door. But hear where the names went, for that is the stranger road. We will soon see that when the flood came, the east house went under whole and perished. The wall and the forges and the harps hanging on their pegs, and every man of the line of Cain with them. And the record does not number their dead, because it had never numbered their living. Yet their trades came up out beyond the flood alive, every one of them, for they crossed in the hands and the heads of the eight on the boat. The counterfeiter's line lies under the water that passed over the old world, and yet the names walk about on the dry land of the new one, on peoples and towns and kings' houses, like coats got up off drowned men. And one thing more, we, the tellers sitting by the fire, are divided about, so we will set down both sides and rule neither, for that is our custom when we were not told. Some of the old men hold that Nama, the girl named Pleasant, at the end of the east line, the one name in all that bright, loud house with nothing written after it, was in fact the wife that Noah took. And that when the door of the ark was shut at the last, one small remembrance of Cain's house was shut inside it, at least that is what they say, carried over the water of judgment in the arms of the true line. And that every soul born since the flood has both houses in him. But we were not told, and we will not pretend the same is sure. And the watchers on the rim looked down at the two lines of men, and did not sing over either. for they cannot see the end from the beginning, no more than we can. They were made to stand and to burn and to carry and to minister to the sons of El Elyon in the marchlands that call on the name. And why that is, we mean to ask when we are gathered, and it is at the top of the list. And out of Abaddon and the darkness that creeps in the deep below, the marchlands, the ruined one looked up at the same two lines of men and counted as he is always counting. The singing house was full and lit and loud, with the harps going and the iron on the hip and the giants coming in at the door. In the other house was one tired old man, Lamech, the father of Noah, sitting in the dark with the baby Noah on his knee, whom he had named Rest. And the ruin thought he knew which house he had to worry about, and he chose the loud one, and he was wrong. For the quiet cradle carried the seed. Hear it plainly, for it is the pattern of all the ages. In every generation, the ruin bets on the loud house and despises the quiet one. And in every generation, the promise of El Elyon travels in the cradle. The evil one did not trouble to watch. And he is making the same mistake tonight in this very city of Babylon over some cradle he has not thought worth watching.